Yeah, so my school actually did stop the rest of the semester with in-person meetings and classes. So I will be doing all my classes online through the rest of the semester. Still no word on graduation. Eagles actually moved their auditions to a virtual platform as well for the open call portion. So I've been kind of learning dances and stuff to keep up with that because we do have to try out. And I've just been hanging out with family and taking advantage of this time in New Hampshire because I don't often get it. So while I'm here, I'm trying to make the best of it.
Oh, so you mean for the Eagles for whom you cheered last year, you have to try out for your job again this season?
Yep, every single cheerleader has to earn their spot on the team. And I personally think it's a great platform because we do want the best people out there, and you never know who could show up for their rookie season and be amazing. So.
So, Kyle, we of course didn't get to see you perform on the Duets Hollywood show on American Idol last weekend. What did you sing and how did it go?
We sang Stay by Rihanna. It was the best. I had the most grand time. And I could not have been more grateful to have met Grace Lundy, who was my duet partner in LA. We've stayed in contact ever since, and she has bought all this Eagle stuff. She's become a huge Eagles fan since our experience together. And it was definitely life-changing. It was something I would definitely retry again. I'm looking forward to working on my skills and going back. But for the most part, it was the best, and I wouldn't change anything.
All right, so Kyle, your mom, Susan, who's with you, joining us this morning. When we talked to her about a month ago, she said that you kept her awake as you recorded your singing demo for American Idol. So do you here's your rebuttal time.
It's true. I was taking a shower late at night and I was just screaming. I don't even know if I would call it singing. And she was not having it because she was trying to sleep for work. Of course, this was the summertime, so I was just like teaching and taking stuff later in the afternoon so I could stay up. But yeah, I ended up trying out in my bathroom. It was pretty funny. But she didn't lie. She didn't lie. She told the truth.
Yeah, but Susan, you probably never thought in a million years, right, that this shower audition is going to get your boy on national TV.
Never, never.
Now,
But he's doing good.
well, for sure. Now, as a kid, was Kyle a singer? Did he, just break out in song? Because we know that he loves dance, but what about the singing part?
Oh yeah, he's always loved music, and it was mostly like in the house, you know. Of course, when you're trying to concentrate on stuff, he'd be belting out music, a lot around the house.
Did he get that from you or his father?
I don't think either one of us really. He don't
Wow.
want to hear us sing.
Kyle, come on. Can your mom sing?
She loves, we play Rock Band and we play SingStar, and she does have some high scores, but I wouldn't say it's like the best thing you've ever heard in
Hey, it sounds like you have a judge future on American Idol because you know how to dish out the suggestions without hurting people.
Maybe. I might have some own personal work to do before that day comes.
So now that I'm thinking about that, you had Lionel Richie and Katy Perry and Luke Bryan. How would you have felt about singing in front of Simon Cowell back in the day when he was the big bad judge?
I think I would have been super intimidated. I don't know if I would have been more or less intimidated because I didn't know much about his personal background in the music industry as I did about Luke Bryan, Lionel Richie, and Katy Perry. So I think my nerves would have been about the same because they're all mega icons in the music industry. But I think I definitely would have been really nervous. He was very unfiltered from what I remember back in the day.
You were just a kid probably back when he was doing the show.
Oh, yeah, but we used to watch it. We all used to watch it. It was so fun. I remember some of the things he would say would crack me up. I would laugh so hard.
Seems like your past has been mostly in dance. So what's your future hold, do you think, Kyle, after this life-changing experience?
You know, I'd like to take one more year in Philadelphia, do another season with the Eagles, keep teaching dance to the kids that I love, keep working with my vocal coach and just working. And then maybe a move to New York or LA within the next 2 to 3 years. But for right now, I think I just want one more year to keep growing before I try to like rocket launch myself into a career. I'll take any career in the performing arts, dancing, singing, acting, on film, commercial, on stage. As long as I get to wake up and do something I'm excited to do every day, I'm super hyped about it. So whatever comes my way, we'll see.
It's a shame. I don't think you were cheering the year Super Bowl 52 when the Eagles defeated the Patriots, were you?
I wasn't, but it was my sophomore year in college, so I was in Philadelphia on South Broad Street when all the stuff you saw in the news and on the internet, I was a part of all of that, well, the good stuff, not the bad stuff. I was a part of all of that, which is awesome, but yeah, I didn't get to go to Super Bowl 52.
I think I know the answer to this, Susan, but was Kyle a good kid?
Yes, he was. I was very lucky. He was a pretty good kid. Loud at times, but, you know, overall, I got lucky.
Kyle, what haven't you told your mom that would change that answer?
Yeah.
Nothing she needs to know this morning.
Oh. Not to mention thousands of listeners as well. I can't believe some of these pictures of you and how you can do what you do with your body. Enjoy it, because it doesn't last forever, pal.
That's what I've heard. My professors tell me the same thing. And some of my mentors for Dancers, Inc., at the competition I work for, they always say, like, you better enjoy it because you're not going to look like this forever.
But you know what, Kyle? Here's your inspiration, Tom Brady.
Yeah, he could be considered inspiration for many,
yes,
many in the world.
I'm sure you have. Well, Susan, I can't thank you enough for helping make this happen. Even though it took about 2 weeks to arrange this, you, by the way, 50 years in radio, Kyle, and you are the most difficult person I had to jump through hoops for, including a sitting president.
Oh, my gosh, that's crazy. Yeah, it's a lot. It's a big, they're a big, big people.
Yeah, American Idol, and then, of course, the Eagles. They were. Hey, everybody was very nice about it, and I understand why they do it, but I'm thinking, wait a minute. I interviewed Barack Obama, and I had fewer hoops to jump through. But
that's crazy.
So anyway,
good though.
Well, we hope to stay in touch, Susan. Thanks for being a part of this, and Kyle, it was great watching. Wish you would have lasted longer, because you were so much fun to watch.
Thank you so much, and it was a pleasure to meet you. I'm so happy I finally got to jump on the phone with you.
Thank you very much, and perhaps we'll do the elbow bump sometime if that's still going on.
Yeah. Someday.
All right. Hey, you both have a great day. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you. You too.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.